We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
A new record. Yay, 11 days in a row. New record high gas price today. Very exciting. We just do this every day now. We hit a new record high gas price, never before seen. And most days we hit record high diesel prices too, which is going to whack the cut. You just go whack out the cost of food, but nobody cares. Quite literally, nobody cares. And you could see that yesterday from the hearing that they had. That the Biden administration officials, in absolute total denial that anything they've done has caused gas prices to go up, has caused oil prices to go up. So what that means is they're not going to change course. They don't care. And what was amazing is as they went into this, you know, this hearing yesterday, they surely saw in the news, because everybody saw it, that we're headed for $6.20 a gallon gas by August. Okay. And they hear that and they're utterly unmoved. They simply don't care. They don't care what that'll do to food prices, because diesel is used to haul food. They don't care if single moms are going to have to cut back on food for the kids, even if they already have government help. They don't care that Walmart just announced that it's going to half gallons of milk since nobody can afford a gallon anymore. They just literally don't care. I want you to hear from Jennifer Granholm. She is the energy secretary. Not now, but in November of 2021, when she thought high gas prices were super funny.
In Sturgis, Michigan, it is $2.89 a gallon. I guess that's better than in California. What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. What?
Why would we want to do that? This is also from November of 2021. And I'm building up the case here. Okay. She knows the Democrats are doing this. She knows the Biden administration's doing this. She knows it's on purpose. She knows that. And she explains it. This is another clip from November of 2021. I guess after that, they told her to shut up and not tell the people the truth anymore. That this is not just an accident that we have record high oil prices. It is the policy of the Biden administration. Here she explains that, you know, the reason the prices are up, we're working through an energy transition. We're getting off oil.
We're working through an energy transition. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
Okay. So that is what they are doing. This is a transition. And that is why this is in response to a question, a rather long question, about why oil prices, why gasoline prices are so high. And in case you didn't understand any of that, here she is again, same month, November 2021.
The bottom line is that this president and this administration are looking at every single tool to shield American families from the impact of rising energy prices. And we're working through an energy transition. And we've got to start by adding energy. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
Right. So she's honest about this. This is, you know, and she's even saying, look, the prices are high because we're transitioning, but we're trying to shield the American people. Again, that is November of 2021. Putin had not invaded Ukraine at that point. Okay, listen to her lie yesterday after admitting all this. Plan to lower prices? We love high prices. They're awesome. Here's Republican Senator Josh Hawley grilling Jennifer Granholm, our energy secretary, who is now lying to you after everything she said in the past and claiming Putin did it.
Secretary Granholm, today in the state of Missouri, the average price of gasoline today, as of this morning, is $4.10. Average price of diesel is $5.18. And I'm sure you've seen the reporting this morning that now AAA is projecting that gas prices will hit a national average of $6 a gallon by the month of August. Is this acceptable to you?
No, it is not. And you can thank the activity of Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine and pulling especially those barrels.
With all due respect, Madam Secretary, that's utter nonsense. In January of 2021, the average gas price in my state was $2.07. 8 months later, long before Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine, that price was up over 30%, and it has been going up consistently since. What are you doing to reverse this administration's policies that are drawing down our own supply of energy in this country, that are throttling oil and gas production in the United States of America? What are you doing about it?
With respect, sir, it is not administration policies that have affected supply and demand.
How can you say that when the price of gas was up over 30% from January to...
Answer
my questions. And it's my time, Madam Secretary, so why don't you answer my question? From January to August, the price of gasoline was up over 30%. In my state alone, it has been a continuous upward tick since then. And here's what your president did when he first came to office. He immediately re-entered the Paris Climate Accord. He canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He halted leasing programs in Anwar. He issued a 60-day halt on all new oil and gas leases and drilling permits on federal lands and waters. That's nationwide. That accounts, by the way, for 25% of U.S. oil production. He directed federal agencies to eliminate all supports for fossil fuels. He imposed new regulations on oil and gas and methane emissions. Those were all just in the first few days. Are you telling me that's had no effect on our energy supply?
And she goes on to deny. So, I mean, she's telling you herself. I mean, she thinks it's funny when gas prices go up in November 2021. But now it's a new, bigger, badder, better lie. Then they went to work on the energy secretary. She's a liar, too. And the senator grilling her tried to get her to say that gas prices were too high because they know the deal up there. And they want these gas prices higher than they are. That is the goal. It is the policy. Listen to this. You're getting them not even to admit they're doing it. Okay, just say it's too high, Madam Interior Secretary of the Biden administration.
Do you believe that gas prices are too high?
Americans are still recovering from this terrible pandemic, and there are a lot of other world events that are making things difficult.
So it sounds you're unwilling to say that gas prices are too high.
We're doing all we can, Senator.
So understand, to circle back, explained the pain, not just at the pump, but the real pain when you go to try to feed your family. That inflation, according to Circle Back, two-thirds of that is caused, Circle Back Psaki, the spokesperson for Joe Biden, two-thirds of that is caused literally by what they're doing to the price of oil. And this is ultimately either funny or they just don't think it's gone high enough. There's not enough suffering, as she just explained there.
We know if we look at the recent inflation data, depending on which data you look at, two-thirds to even 70% of inflation data is a result of energy prices. A large part of that is the result, and Chairman Powell has spoken to this, and Secretary Yellen has also spoken to this, as a result of President Putin's invasion of Ukraine and the impact on the global energy markets. Those are all steps and impacts that I don't think anyone could have predicted a year ago.
Yeah, she's lying. It's not Putin. As Hawley explained, and as Jennifer Granholm, like, she was proud of it. Energy Secretary is proud of it till it became politically inconvenient. Now they're lying. But the big takeaway there is they know oil is jacking up the price of food, and they don't care. I mean, you want to talk about cruel.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.